Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our fluent English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 197. But first, we need to review what we've learned last time. Okay, now let's begin. 上节课我们学了一个词组，大量的 ,plenty of. 好，我们来翻译两个句子作为复习。我的杯里有许多的牛奶。There is plenty of milk in my cup. 教室里有好多的学生。There are plenty of students in the classroom. 我们要注意的是 ,be 动词 is 和 are 取决于我们要修饰的名词。好，第二个句型我们学习了 ,had better do something. 你最好是做某事。其否定是Had better not do something. 翻译一个句子。我们最好每天吃一个苹果。We'd better eat an apple every day. Okay, now let's come to our new lessons. A small blue case. First, let's see the new words and expressions. First one, leave. 离开，留下。Leave. 过去式Left, 过去分词 left. 注意 left 还有左的意思，然而它现在是讲 leave 的过去式以及过去分词。Number two, describe, 描述 describe. Number three, zip, 拉锁拉链 zip. Number four, label.标签 ,label. Next one, 把手 ,handle. Handle. Next one, address, 地址 ,address. Next one, pens, penny 的复数 ,pens. The last one, belong.属于 belong. OK, 那我们现在来根据音标读一下刚才学过的单词吧。离开 leave. 描述 describe. 拉链 zip. 标签 label. 把手 handle.地址 address, 属于 belong. 好，现在我们来详细学习每个词的用法。第一个 leave, 首先它有遗留遗忘的含义，比如说我把笔记本忘在家了。 I left my notebook at home. 他把钥匙忘在办公室了。He left his key in the office. 那我们以前也学过一个丢失 lose. 其中 lose 表示的是丢失，并且不知道这个东西在哪里。而 leave 表示的是东西忘了放在哪个地方，是有一个大方向的。第二 ,leave 当离开的时意思讲，比如说当你离开时记得要关灯。Remember to turn off the light when you leave. 我们还可以短语 leave for, 表示离开去了某地。I'm leaving for Shanghai tomorrow. 要注意的是 leave 经常用现在进行时表达将来的含义。好，下面我们来学 describe, 描述。课文中的句子 Can you describe your suitcase? That means, what's your suitcase like? 它的名词形式 description, 注意发音，原来的 I 要读成 A, description. For example, Can you give me a description of the thief? 你能描述一下那个贼的样子吗？Okay, now let's look at the picture and make a sentence with describe. Yes, it's so beautiful. We can say words cannot describe the beauty. 言语是无法描述它的美。Okay, next one, zip. 那我们也可以把它的名词叫成 zipper, 拉链、拉锁。For example, a handbag with a zip or with a zipper, both are right. 我的包打不开，拉链被卡住了。I cannot open my bag. The zip has stuck. 拉上你的大衣，外面挺冷的。Zip your coat up. It's very cold outside. 好，下一个单词。标签。Label。这个女孩正在给她的行李贴标签。The girl is attaching a label to her luggage. 那我们以前还学过一个标签 ,tag, T-A-G。那这个 tag 呢一般是 price tag, 上面有价钱。也可以说货运的标签 ,a shipping tag, 和我们今天学的标签稍有一点不一样。好，那我们来造两个句子。第一个，瓶子上有一个标签。There is a label on the bottle. 衬衫上有一个标签。There's a label on the shirt. 好，下一个词组我们要学习的是 handle。首先 handle 作为名词是把手的意思。我的把手坏了。The handle of my suitcase is broken. 其次，它还可当动词讲。小心轻放，我们会在一些场所见到这样子的提示语。Handle with care. 另外 ，handle 还有动词处理，比如说，这个小男孩太年轻了，不能处理这样子的问题。The boy is too young to handle this problem. Okay, 下一个词 address. What's your home address? I need your name and address. 地址。好，下一个词 belong. 首先要注意的是，它属于一个动词，我们不要在前面再加一个 be 动词了。这个房子是属于我的。直接说 The house belongs to me. 这本书属于你吗？ Does this book belong to you? 注意的是 belong 就是说 something 属于 somebody, 不需要再使用被动语态了。比如说我们看这幅图 I belong to Jesus, 我是属于上帝耶稣的。这本书不属于你。This book doesn't belong to you. 好，所有的词汇我们就学习完了。现在让我们来做一个练习题。第一题 ，This fashion dress doesn't belong to me. Yes, great. Number two, I can't find my hammer. Can you help me and describe it?
描述，我找不见我的那个锤子了，你能描述一下什么样子吗？
Number three, please zip your coat up.
请拉上你的拉链。
I lost my key. I should leave it in my office.
我丢了钥匙了，我该把它放在办公室的。
If you can't get thisAsk somebody the way, but please remember the address.
请告诉他们地址。好，现在我们来走进课文，请大家注意听。
I left a suitcase on the train to London the other day. Can you describe it, sir? It's a small blue case, and it's got a zip. There's a label on the handle.With my name and address on it. Is this case yours? No, that's not mine. What about this one? This one's got a label. Let me see it. What's your name and address? David Hall, 83 Bridge Street. That's right. D.M. Hall, 83 Bridge Street. £3.50, please. Here you are. Thank you. Hey, what's the matter? This case doesn't belong to me. You've given me the wrong case. I left a suitcase on...
Okay, now please answer my question. First one. What is Mr. Hall's name and address? It's David Hall, 83 Bridge Street. What is his suitcase like? It's a small blue case with a label on it. Does Mr. Hall get his case back? No, he doesn't. Okay, now let's come to the lesson. Look at the picture and read it together. I left a suitcase on the train to London the other day. Can you describe it, sir? 好，从第一幅图的对话，我们需要学一个短语。The train to London， 去哪里的路，去哪里的车，用 to。比如说 ，We took the train to New York yesterday。我们用的是 to， 在这个地方呢 ，to 当一个介词使用。The other day 表示过去的某一天，比如说 A few days ago。The other day I met a bear。前几天我见了一头熊。第二 ，It's a small blue case and it's got a zip. There's a label on it with my name and address on it. 好，这个句子里面我们要注意的是 zip 的用法，新学的一个词，它有一个拉链。It has got a zip. 第二，我们要注意 with 表示伴随、带有的用法，比如说。这本书有很多的插图。This a book with many pictures. 她是一个有很多梦想的小姑娘。She's a girl with many dreams. With 表示伴随。她不能当实义动词有这么使用。Okay, next picture. Is this case yours? No, that's not mine.形容词性物主代词和名词性物主代词是我们下节课讲解的重点。What about this one? This one's got a label. Let me see it. What about 就等于 how about 表示提建议。比如说 What about seeing a film with me? What about listening to music with them together?What about having a holiday this year? Let somebody do something. For example, let me help you. Let's go upstairs. Let's go shopping. Let's have a break. 下一幅图。What's your name and address? David Hall, 83 Bridge Street. That's right, D.H. Hall.83 Bridge Street, £3.50, please. 那注意，在英文的书写中，我们要从小地点到大地点说，这与我们汉语是不一样的。Hey, what's the matter? The case doesn't belong to me. You've given me the wrong case. Belong to, 刚才我们已经重点讲解过了，它表示属于谁。那后面要使用宾格。我们来转换几个句子作为练习。These things belong to my husband. That means these things are my husband's things. This book belongs to me. That means this is my book. 好，那我们的学习就到这儿。让我们根据图来复述一下今天的故事吧。
I left a suitcase on the train to London the other day. Can you describe it, sir? It's a small blue case, and it's got a zip. There's a label on the handle with my name and address on it.
Is this case yours?
No, that's not mine.
What about this one? This one's got a label.
Let me see it.
What's your name and address?
David Hall, 83 Bridge Street.
That's right. D.M. Hall, 83 Bridge Street. £3.50, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Hey!
What's the matter?
This case doesn't belong to me. You've given me the wrong case.
Lesson 19.7 名副其实。约翰福音里说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。在今天的课文里，这个箱子的标签上明明写的是 Mr. Hall 的地址，里面却装着不是他的东西。那到底是怎么回事呢？课文并没有给出我们答案。但是我们常常遇见这样的人和事，如果一个人表里不一，说的话和做的事情不一致，我们就称这个人叫伪君子，圣经里称之为假冒为善的人。主耶稣一直都对这样的人没什么好脾气，多次在福音书里批评他们。那么基督徒的外表和内里特征应该是什么样的呢？一个字，爱。身为基督徒，至少应该关爱教会里的人。那么是不是只要爱自己教会里的朋友就算是一个好的基督徒呢？在路加福音里，主耶稣说，你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们。这样看来，世上就没有什么人是基督徒可以不去爱的了。基督徒的唯一敌人应该是魔鬼，而不是任何人。如果一个人自称是基督徒，却没有爱心对人，那么他就是一个假冒伪劣的基督徒，一个不名副其实的人。我也知道许多时候，有许多人常常不讲道理，让我们抓狂恼火。上帝也知道，我们生活在一个黑暗邪恶的世界，每天要面对各种挑战。其实上帝从来没有要我们靠自己软弱的力量胜过这些挑战，他一再提醒我们说，上帝才是我们的拯救。如果我们自己觉得自己的能力有不逮之处，就应当祈求上帝，祈求我们在天上的父把主耶稣赦免，接纳我们这些罪人的爱，多多地浇灌在我们的生命里，让我们活出基督的样式，基督徒的表里。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。Thank you.